Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Swemke. Miles Beacom was hired in 1989 to develop the Premier Bank Card program. Under his leadership as CEO and president of Premier Bank Card, the organization has grown to over 3.5 million accounts. It has been recognized as one of the largest issuers of MasterCard and Visa cards in the nation, and it employs thousands of people across South Dakota. Miles Beacom was the morning fill-up guest at the Garage in Rapid City this morning, presented by the Numad Group, where he talked about being a corporate citizen and leading through philanthropy. He joined us now from our Black Hills Surgical Studio in Rapid City. Mr. Beacom, good morning and welcome back to In the Moment.
Well, good morning, and it's a pleasure to be here with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Now, I didn't know this until this morning, but I think it's worth pointing out, like many young men and women wanting to earn some money while in school, you worked at McDonald's. What could you have learned as a youth that prepared you for a life in business and philanthropy?
Well, it was a great training ground for me, and I meet with the owner of McDonald's in Sioux Falls quite often, and continue to let him know that McDonald's gave me my start, and I did not really enjoy math at the time, and I started there the summer before my senior year in high school, and back there with the cash registers, you had to add the orders in your head as you were picking up the meal, and then include tax, and then give it to the customer, but all the basic of suggestive selling, quality work, being pleasant. You have the opportunity to meet all types of people, and you have to stay positive during those conversations. So it was a great training ground for me.
Yeah. I visited last year with Dana Dykhouse, and he explained how football and sports built character and discipline, which he has carried throughout his life and career. And that obviously goes back to your early work at McDonald's. But you also had some challenges with a speech impediment, but you found some avenues to help you overcome and achieve through sports and using those as outlets. Talk about that a bit.
Okay. When I was younger, I had a speech problem, and my two older sisters, older brother, went to the Catholic school, and I went to the public. And I really did that because the public school systems had better support areas to really help me along. And that was critical. But at the same time, I was kind of an outcast because of my speech problems. People really couldn't understand me, and I struggled with learning early on. And for me, I just wanted to be successful, and I wanted to build pride that my folks would be proud of what I've done. And some things just never change. I still want my folks to be proud of me, but now that I have four kids, you really want the kids to be proud of what you're doing as well. So it really makes you want to succeed, work hard, kind of build the value system so that things will work out for them as well. And be kind to people, do your best, all those types of things.
And we talked about sports too. You had a very well-known and popular coach here in South Dakota that helped you along and helped build character as well.
Absolutely, Coach Rich Greeno. Yeah. And when I finished junior high, I had the opportunity to go either to the Catholic school system or the public. And I really picked the public school system to have the opportunity to run for Coach Rich Greeno. And just an incredible leader. You talk about a person that is always positive and encouraging. And we had as many kids out for cross country as there were for football. And a lot of those kids, he would talk them into coming out, and they weren't real good runners as a sophomore, but if they committed to the program, they would be incredible by the time they were seniors.
Yeah. What was your message to the attendees at today's morning fill-up in Rapid City at the Garage?
I think it was be open to change, and we have such an incredible opportunity in South Dakota to continue to bring business into South Dakota and to grow current businesses that are here. But the leaders have to be willing to be ready to change, and if they're a leader in the community, be open to that change as well. As businesses come in to Sioux Falls and they look at growing, one of the comments they continue to make is, aren't you worried with unemployment as low as it is that we may move a business in that has 200, 400, 600 people in it? And there my comment is no, our community continues to grow. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of competition. we're looking out 5, 10, 20 years, and it's the right thing for the organization, and it's the right thing for the community. I might have some tough times ahead by losing some staff members. I might have to change something with salaries or benefits to be able to compete. But again, for the community, it's the right thing to do, and we've really been able to do that over the years, and it's been incredible success for Sioux Falls.
Yeah, leading by example. Explain how Mr. Sanford has led by example and how that has become a trickle-down throughout your company.
With Denny Sanford, it's amazing. A lot of people believe he was born with a silver spoon, but it was anything but that. Grew up in St. Paul, lost his mother to breast cancer when he was 4, started working in his father's business when he was 8. So his work ethic is incredible. And this is an individual, again, that grew up in Minnesota, graduated from U of M, but he sees South Dakota as his home. And he's invested between $1 billion and $1.5 billion back to South Dakota. And he could have done something in Minnesota. He could have done a number of other things throughout the world. But he sees Sioux Falls as his home, and he continues to give back. And when he gives back, a lot of times it's a challenge out there where he'll help, but he wants other people to also get involved in helping. And it's been a great learning experience for, I'd say, all of South Dakota. And when he puts a matching gift out there, because we want to continue to see South Dakota continue to improve. And this is a great way to do it by working together. And you look at the changes on just about every university campus in the state, the changes in the last 10 to 20 years have been phenomenal. And it's not because of tax dollars, it's because of people working together to make those universities better and to be able to give the youth of the state the tools to be successful in the future.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not by dollars, period. Leading by example, philanthropy isn't just giving money. A person can give their time, they can put on the gloves and go to work. There are so many things one can do. What are some of the ideas you present to an audience like the one this morning in Rapid City about how they can become leaders?
One of the things we talked about with philanthropy is at Premier, both at First Premier Bank and Premier Bank Card, we have an orientation every quarter for all of our new employees around the state. And we ask every single person to get involved in the community to volunteer for something. Last year, we had over 32,000 volunteer hours from our staff. And we just see that as a phenomenal number. And we track that so it builds pride within the organization, letting them know the impact that they have on the community. Can you imagine what would happen? You take 32,000 volunteer hours away. And we continue to share that. We share it for a second reason, not only to build pride within the organization, but it's also to challenge other organizations to start tracking their volunteer time. And whenever that happens, whenever you track anything, performance improves. And if every organization really encouraged all of their staff to get out and volunteer, just think how much better South Dakota would be.
You use the word challenge. You really seem to love a challenge. Can a person achieve the level of success that you have without having that competitive nature?
They probably could, but I've seen so many people in the past where very bright, very strong, but a lot of times when a challenge comes up, they'll throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've just worked through it and work with their team to overcome those challenges, I'm a firm believer that I could take my team and we could go into any business field and be successful because we're open to ideas and change and challenge each other. Our success at Premier is not because of me, but it's everyone working together and challenging each other to improve on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Miles Beacom is our guest, Chief Executive Officer and President at Premier Bank Card. He was also the guest of the Morning Fill-Up in Rapid City presented by the Newman Group earlier this morning. Go ahead and talk about any projects you have ahead, maybe some things you're working on, and anything you're most proud of as your role as a leader and philanthropist.
I think what my wife and I are most proud of is the impact that we've been able to have on kids looking at higher education.
Mm-hmm.
We had a huge investment with USDU, with the business school down there, and Denny partnered with that. And again, we want to make sure that kids going into University of South Dakota for a business degree are given the best tools to be prepared when they're out of college to get a great job and to have an impact on South Dakota. Recently, we, again, partnered with Denny with Dakota State, with the Institute of Technology up there, and now the MAD Labs. And what that's doing for Madison is just incredible. But one of the biggest fears out there is just the cyber risks that are out there around the world. And we have one of the best universities in the state now at Dakota State, preparing kids to help fight cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the next big boom in South Dakota between School of Mines, Dakota State, South Dakota State, USD, all working together to be able to fill a lot of these jobs. And I think organizations will be coming in and building in South Dakota with that.
I think that's one of the most incredible developments we've seen in South Dakota over the last 5 years is what we've seen at Dakota State University, in particular talking to people like Senator Rounds and having him explain some of the things that will take place there and how some of the people that work and are educated there will be going on to things that are so important to our country.
Absolutely. And with the opportunity now with Dakota State and the recognition they're receiving around the country, it's going to provide opportunities in South Dakota. And I think those opportunities will add partnerships between the universities as well to really be able to fill these jobs that will be down the line. And these are going to be high-paying jobs that are going to be great for each of the communities that they're in.
Yeah. Just a few days ago, there was a conference on youth philanthropy here in South Dakota, and I wish I could remember the name. It was out in the Black Hills. How do most of our youth in South Dakota receive the concept of philanthropy, and what are some of the things we're seeing them do within our communities?
I think the big thing that has been pushed for the youth is volunteering of time. And we continue to see that, and it doesn't matter if it's in the schools or groups such as Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, but we continue to see that, I think, increase from what it was in the past. And I think it's just a great start to get the kids involved in the community and seeing the impact that they truly have.
Final question, where does South Dakota rank as far as how we are as philanthropists with other states around the country? Are we in good shape?
I think we're in good shape, and I think what's different is we're all neighbors and friends and family, and we continue to give, I believe, at a much higher level than others because we want to take care of our neighbors. And we're not only building for today, but it's the next generation, following our kids and our grandchildren as well, to continue to make sure that the state is ready for the future.